instead of going through life and reacting to the content that arises in your life continuously, new things, thoughts, emotions, external events, people, places, the scenery around you changes continuously, that's all content. Instead of reacting to content, the content is allowed to be, and then you're aware of, instead of just being aware of, identified with what arises in the now, you become aware of the now itself, beyond the phenomena that arise in it. That is the miracle of transformation of consciousness. What does that mean? You become aware of the now itself. You become aware of an undercurrent of stillness in which everything happens. You sense it. Not only that, even that's not quite correct. You realize that you are it. And then it's so easy, once you realize you are that deep undercurrent of stillness. The world is no longer problematic. That moment you know yourself to be that, whatever content there is in your life, including the story in your head of me, is no longer problematic. It's simply the story of me. But you don't get your identity from it anymore. What's left are simply your photo albums, either physical photo albums or the photo albums in the head. Those things that happened to me, okay. Or video. These days people record things on video film. So you may have a collection there of 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. That was me with my first wife, that's me with my second wife. And there's the third wife. You're not saying, no, that is all illusion. Of course there's your first, second, and third wife or husband. But it's simply, okay, you're no longer in a reactive relationship to those events that are took place in the past and are now remembered now, in the field of now. Where else can they be remembered? They're remembered in the field of now. You're no longer in a personalized and reactive relationship. You're not seeking yourself in your reaction to your three ex-wives or ex-husbands. Just one example. So those stories go then. You know what he did to me or she did to me, and I'll never forget what he did and said, and so on. It simply is things that happened in the past. Not me. There's no identity in it. You don't need it anymore for an identity. And the future is fine too. Of course you need future for many things. Nobody denies that. But you don't look for yourself anymore in it. You can't find yourself there, so it's no longer problematic. It's no longer threatening the future, nor is it all that promising. It just is. And you deal with it. You make arrangements for next week to do this or that, next year, going this or there, make appointments for the future. Work out something that you're going to do without seeking an identity through it. Simple, effortless doing, not straining. Effort means really you're seeking yourself in something. Everything when you're seeking yourself in it is effort. And it's strain, and it's stress. Then, after that, life is so simple. And why is it so simple? I'm not saying no challenges will ever come anymore. Of course they come. Challenges are wonderful. But they are simple because they only know. There's nothing that big that can come into the field of now. And the power is there to deal with it now, when you allow whatever arises to arise. And if it needs a response, if it needs dealing with, there is vast power that immediately flows through you, and action, you take action. A few people have experienced that in emergency situations who suddenly did just the right thing, and people say, how could you have been so courageous to have done that? There was no thought involved. There was a greater power that took over. So, and then those people say, well, I don't know, I just did it. I don't know how it happened. They don't think that they did anything great because there was no me involved in it. Your whole life can be like that, simply by continuously, by dwelling with your attention in the field of now, the field itself. Then let it happen. Let the world happen. It's great. Let the forms come and go as they will. No form stays for that long. Every form that comes, comes and goes. Let it come. You enjoy the play of form around you. The fear of loss is no longer there, because why is there the fear of loss? Because there is an identification with some content, and there is the fear that if I lose that, I lose part of who I am. That's the fear of loss, whether it's fear of material loss, any kind of loss. That goes, so it's basically, it's the end of fear. You can see what a miraculous transformation that is when humans no longer live dominated by fear. My God, you can actually live in a state of joy and aliveness continuously, no matter what arises, because what arises isn't that important. It's a form. It's short-lived. It's a play of phenomenal existence. The universe playing with form, consciousness playing with form. Let it play with form. You yourself become a participant in the play of form. You can create without self-seeking. And then you create beautifully. But when you create and there's self-seeking in it, you create, there's a negative energy field in that. I need, I want, I must have. Without that, I'm nobody. Oh, I mustn't lose that. And then there's competition. I need to fight him and her because he might get there before I do. And all the things that create our civilization goes. And the power of consciousness itself flows through you. It loves to create, so it'll create through you. Who knows what? You don't need to know it now. Let it flow. And then all there is left, really, in your life is the simplicity of this moment. And it's always quite simple. When you are no longer seeking yourself in past and future, then you can honor this moment, and honoring, embrace the now, because it is life. It's an expression of life. You embrace what is. Yes. Through that embrace, you know the spaciousness that is around the form that is there. Oh. This is the new state of consciousness that is arising in humans. This is the end of a personalized sense of self. So You're only a person now on the surface, just as a matter of convenience and for practical purposes. You are still a person on the surface. But there's not an identity in that person. There's not a sense of self anymore that I need, because you realize that there's the surface of you as a person, and you can keep your name even. Don't. You don't have to say, I'm no longer using my name. Nor do you have to say, when somebody asks you, what's your name, would you say, I have gone beyond name and form. Because self-seeking can come back in through the back door. And when you tell somebody that you have gone beyond name and form, you're actually telling them, I am very special. I'm more special than you. You still have a name. A while ago, I asked somebody, I don't know why I asked it, I don't usually ask, when were you born, or where were you born? And he said, I was never born. Of course, it's true, but when he said it, it wasn't true.